This is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by the Bennett Automotive Group. Now, here is your host, Jason Bishop. Welcome to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by the Bennett Automotive Group. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Herron. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
No problem, Jason. Glad to do it.
Coach, a big win Friday night over the Glen Academy Red Terriers. 46-21 is the final. How pleased were you with your team's effort?
Well, you know, I was pleased, certainly. I thought we came out and played a little tentative for the first few minutes of the game and, you know, had a touchdown call back and had another couple mistakes. But then we kind of got rolling midway through the first quarter and the second quarter, and we were playing well on both sides of the ball, and our special teams improved. And, we started the second half pretty well. We just didn't finish it as well as I would have liked. So I was pleased for about, three quarters and not so pleased in the last quarter.
Coach, you bring up the fourth quarter. I want to come back to some other things that we did really well in the third quarter, but let's talk about that fourth quarter for a moment. Glen Academy, puts up 21 points after they're down 31-0 there in the fourth quarter. We have dominated the football game from start to finish. Was there any change? Did they make an adjustment? What happened that allowed them to be able to move the ball a little better?
Honestly, we got back and looked at the film. They were doing the same things in the fourth quarter they were doing in the first quarter. In the first quarter, we were playing with a little more intensity. It was more important to us. Our kids hadn't relaxed. And the plays that we were making in the first quarter, we stopped making in the fourth quarter. And, whatever the reasons, whether it's fatigue, whether it's they relax, whether it's, intensity, it was frustrating to watch. And we've certainly taken steps to correct that this week because that's not the way Camden County is supposed to play defense. And, the good news was that every time they scored, we scored. Mm-hmm. So, it wasn't like the game was getting closer. But then again, because it wasn't getting closer, our kids never really panicked. And, as coaches, we panicked because you don't like seeing people do that to you. But, I think we'll be okay. It gave us an opportunity to see some things on film and get the kids' attention with it this week.
Coach, by our numbers, your offense had 550 total yards of offense against what traditionally is a really good Glen defense. I mean, since Rocky Hidalgo has been at Glen Academy, they have prided themselves on playing defense. So putting up 550 yards of total offense against a Rocky Hidalgo coach team is a pretty special feat. Talk about how your offense played.
Well, again, I think we're taking steps forward. It wasn't perfect. How many yards we had, if we got some of those penalty calls back, we might have had quite a few more yards, and that was frustrating. But, yeah, Rocky has always done a good job on defense with his guys. And, honestly, I was really surprised by the fact that we were able to move the ball like that. Going into the game, I certainly didn't expect that. I thought it would be a low-scoring defensive battle, and instead it turned into a ping-pong match there at the end, So us and him, I guess we both got some concerns defensively right now that we got to get addressed. But, we've got some weapons on offense, and as we learn the offense and we get better at blocking and not making mistakes, hopefully we will present challenges for our opponents. But again, it wasn't perfect. Lord, our opening script, our first three plays, we had multiple mistakes on something that we've worked on for 3 days. And I have no explanation for that. It was frustrating because, again, we had been working on that, and we go out there and, whether it's the excitement of the game or nervousness, whatever, we looked like the bad news bears the first possession we had it. And again, that's things we got to get better at.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, Jake Lindsey had a big night for the Camden County offense, especially running the football. I think two touchdowns and over 150-some-odd yards rushing. Talk about his effort Friday night.
Well, you know, Jake came in and, you know, he's been working as a backup fullback and a backup quarterback. And, you know, primarily he's a starter for us on defense. But he's a very intelligent kid, and so he's able to handle multiple things. And, you know, he came in and made some really good runs. And, you know, again, we blocked it really well too. So, you know, I think he'd had a really good night on offense, but he had a really good night on defense as well. But, you know, in our offense, for it to be successful, you know, one person, when he has a good run, is dependent upon the other three backs, including the quarterback, doing what they're supposed to do exactly right, and the offensive line. So, you know, I felt like as a unit, we did better. But, yeah, it's always good to get that kind of production out of the fullback position.
There was a score that you guys had where Loden hit Deontay Cole at about the 50-yard line, and then Deontay took it the rest of the distance, a 74-yard touchdown pass, and, you know, it was as pretty as they come. Talk about that play.
Well, it was a big play at a big moment in the game. You know, you probably remember like I do that I think we had two holding calls, a procedure penalty, and had to call a timeout. I mean, it was not a great possession for us, and we wound up in a third and long situation. It was a play that we felt like all week long was there against how they were playing their secondary. And, you know, our offensive coaches suggested at that time, I literally was thinking about just running the ball and punting because it was third and long. But, you know, Gray made a great throw, made the right read. Deontay's an excellent receiver, and, you know, once he gets it, I mean, there's very few people that can catch him. So that point in the game, you know, that was a really big play because we were only up 3-0 and about to punt, and that changed the game in a hurry right there.
You know, last year Deontay was used a lot as a receiver to kind of blow the top off the defense and Coach Spire's spread. And I often wondered how you were going to use him with his explosive speed. And, you know, you've used him carrying the football, getting those big plays down there. Talk about his adjustment to his new role in the wing T offense.
Well, you know, the thing that impressed me with Deontay in the spring, I could see that, you know, he had great hands and he ran good routes and stuff like that. But, you know, he wasn't necessarily eager about being a running back and being asked to block and that part of it. But over the course of the summer, and gosh, when we were at camp, and, you know, when Jamie got hurt and couldn't have contact, Deontay just kind of really jumped to the front there as far as being physical. And that's continued. And, you know, again, he can still improve on that like all of us can. But, you know, he's gotten more physical. And again, all the great receiving skills that he had, now he's got the other side of it too. And, you know, we want to do the same thing with Jamie. We just got to get that cast off his hand.
Yeah.
And, once, you know, we hadn't been able to throw the ball to him yet, but hopefully that'll change soon because, you know, our halfbacks have always kind of been at least near the top of our receiving statistics. And, you know, that's something we want to continue to do and get better at.
More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now is words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, so far you've had, five guys that have touched the ball on a pretty consistent basis. KK Alberti, Jake Lindsey, Jamie Felix, Deontay Cole, and Jaden Daly run the football offensively. Talk about their efforts. How far they've come in your wing T offense? Because again, you know, Friday night it looked like a well-oiled machine.
Maybe from where you were sitting, but you know, we're not there yet. But they have made great strides, and you know, our offense is not easy to learn. You know, when back in the day we were here before, you know, the kids were running it some in the rec league, certainly in middle school. You know, so it just kind of something they grew into. But, you know, we're still having to try to teach the little things in it that you have to do to be successful. But, you know, we've certainly improved from spring. And, you know, the guys are talented. That part's there. Their want to is there. You know, again, it's just a question of, you know, you got to keep presenting them with situations that could occur. And, you know, sometimes in the course of the game, we don't make those adjustments as quickly as we need to, but they're getting there. And, those guys you mentioned are all really good football players, and their attitude's been great. And we're just, again, there's always something, you know, a little step here, a little, you know, a little misalignment here, things like that we can get better at. But we're making progress.
Coach, we mentioned KK Alberti. He leaves the game early. It's just a little stinger. Is he okay?
You know, he seemed to be yesterday in practice. Didn't have any issues. And, you know, we just had a little recurring ankle deal and, you know, probably could have played the other night. But you know, Jake went in and Dorian Powell went in and they both were playing well. So he didn't go back in. And, you know, the good news is that, you know, we've got those guys. We've worked Jaden Daly there a little bit this week too. You know, Jaden is the most underappreciated guy we got right now, probably, because he could start at any of those positions, and he's kind of become a swing man for us. He's just a sophomore, and you know, he's very good on defense. He is an excellent football player, so we're trying to find a few more ways to get him the ball. And you know, the good thing about that is the competition's good for all of them. That, you know, look, if I'm not out there, you know, there's somebody else that can go take my place.
Different dynamic when KK went out of the football game. As you said, Dorian Powell and Jake Lindsey take over, and more so with Jake Lindsey from that fullback position. You know, instead of kind of 3 yards, a cloud of dust, big bruiser like KK is, a lot of runs where you could see the speed of Jake Lindsey once he got past the offensive line and in the second level, broke off a lot of big runs from that fullback position. Is that something that you did notice? Is that something that we can see in the future moving forward, that switch up?
Well, we've played over the years with every type of fullback, you know, some more bruiser type, some quicker, some actually small. But, you know, we're asking our fullbacks to be blockers at times. We're asking them to run inside. We have some where they're outside blocking and things like that. So, again, you know, between the 4, 5, 6 of them that we've got there right now, they're kind of all a little bit different in their own way. So we'll continue to rotate them, and, you know, we'll look at who's got the hot hand or hot feet maybe. And, you know, it's good to have that depth there.
We'll be right back on the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron after these words from our sponsors. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org. Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by the Bennett Automotive Group. Okay, Coach, so, you know, the big win over Glen Academy is now done in the books. 2-0 on the young season. You move forward, and we're playing a Beacon Hill team out of Virginia. Is that right? What do we know about this Beacon Hill team from Virginia?
Very little, quite honestly. We were scheduled to play a team out of Florida that was a pretty good football team that we had had a contract signed with them since before I got here, I guess. And somewhere in July, middle of July, they just sent us an email and said they weren't going to play. Mm. And, you know, there wasn't anything in the contract binding them to it, so we really didn't have any recourse. So we started looking, and, you know, at that time, COVID wasn't an issue. Everybody's schedule were full. You know, I'd be in South Carolina recently, reached out to people there here in Georgia, and we couldn't find anybody. Literally couldn't find anybody. And there's a guy that we've used in the past that's helped us, invited us to games. I mean, he actually got us hooked up with Hoover and helped us with the Herb Street Classic when we went to Ohio. And, you know, he has helped us in the past and helped me at T.L. Hanna find games sometimes. And I reached out to him, and about a week went by, and he called up, and he had three options for us, and two of them were from California and the one from Virginia. And, you know, we were talking about the three of them and, you know, his possibilities. And, you know, when you play somebody like that to come here, you know, you had to help them with travel expenses, of course, just like Georgia does, just like Alabama does, whatever. And, you know, it was a whole lot cheaper for us to pay somebody to come from Virginia than it was California. And quite honestly, that was the decision. It didn't have anything to do with the teams. So we scheduled them, not knowing anything about them. Still don't know much about them. We did see them on film. They had an earlier game and a scrimmage, and they looked really well, looked really good in those. Then they had a game last week against Choctaw, Oklahoma, who I believe was the 5 or 6A state champions in Oklahoma last year. And then they got beat badly. But it didn't look like the same team. There were some guys missing, and, you know, it's my understanding they were some of them out for COVID and didn't make the trip because they were quarantined and things like that. So, you know, we still don't know what to expect out of them. They have some athletes, and certainly in their scrimmage and stuff, they had some skilled kids that really concerned us. You know, so, again, we don't know if they're going to be back, not be back, whatever. But, you know, I told our kids on Sunday, you know, we're not going to concern ourselves with Beacon Hill. We're going to concern ourselves with fixing the things that we did wrong against Glen Academy and try to get better this week. And so that's kind of where we're at.
This is the Camden County Coach Show with Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, with I guess, you know, just very little being known and you having the opportunity to have watched some film on them, what type of offense did they run? What look did they present defensively to you guys? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, again, in the little amount of film that we saw, I mean, we think they're going to be an odd front team on defense, but, you know, again, against Wing T, you never know. And offensively, you know, I guess I would call them a spread team. They have been, you know, a two-back, kind of like Glenn Academy did, and so they're probably licking their chops, you know, after watching us in the fourth quarter. But they did some unusual things out of their two-back offense that kind of reminded me of some single-wing stuff. There were times they snapped it directly to the H-back in short yardage situations and things like that. So they ran what we call counter crisscross to a wing back a couple of times, and some big plays out of that. So, again, you know, it's been a little different with them. They were different against the Oklahoma team than they had been the other two. But, again, I think that's because there were some kids that played in those earlier two that weren't in the Oklahoma game, and I think they had to adjust. Last week, they were kind of just spread out and throw it. The previous weeks, they had done a good job running the ball with misdirection and stuff too. So, again, the great unknown.
Coach, I was looking at their schedule, and there are a lot of opponents on their schedule, pretty much the entirety of their schedule, where it looks like they do a lot of traveling, play teams from a bunch of different states. Is that kind of normal for them?
Well, again, from what the guy that helped arrange the game told me, yes, that it's a part of their experience. You know, they are – it's not a traditional high school setting the way he explained it to me, but they like to go and travel, and it's a part of their educational experience. They're a Christian-based school. And, you know, they want to go and see different parts of the country. They have some inner city kids that, you know, are on the team. And part of their, you know, draw to those kids is, you know, we're going to take you to different parts of the country, let you see different things, expose you to different things, and you go get to play football. So, you know, it's kind of a neat thing, I guess. I don't know how they draw. It's, you know, I hate the IMGs of the world that just, ruin local community high school football, and I don't know if they're like that or not, quite honestly, but you know, for their kids, you know, the coach said they really had a good trip to Oklahoma, and you know, they're looking forward to coming down to this part of the country. So again, who knows what to expect, but we're gonna be there on Friday and find out.
All right, Coach, thank you. Thanks for joining us for the Cannon County Coaches Show with Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. For Coach Jeff Heron, I'm Jason Bishop, signing off, and let's go Cats, Coach.
Let's go.